Hello, hello, hello. This is BJFM, Lost Angels, the voice of freedom, coming to you live from Pacifica. Hello, hello, hello. This is British Jack, back for another show. All right, I figure I'll lead in with this show with some actual news. We've got news from the heart of the empire. All right, first up on our news. Massive traffic lights screw up in Chicago. In the early morning hours, the traffic control systems in Chicago went haywire yesterday, sending scores of motorists plowing into each other at half a dozen intersections throughout the fortress city. There were two fatalities confirmed during the malfunctioning stoplights and at least 100 injured because of the malfunction. I mean, was no one watching the computers? I mean, we don't have these problems here, but we really don't have stoplights here. All right, further news. Internal security malfunction at the Armatech Tower in Chicago. Yesterday in Chicago, 85 were hurt to seriously injured in a malfunction of the internal security systems at the Armatech corporate tower. The official story is that a computer bank failed and a substandard backup system took over and accidentally identified all of the inhabitants of the corporate tower as intruders. I mean, isn't this amusing? Let's see, unleashing all of its security countermeasures on the poor hapless souls trapped in the building. Unofficially, it's believed that 38 employees and contractors of the Armatech Corporation were killed by the malfunctioning computer system. One unnamed witness swore that she heard laughing coming from the intercom system of the building all throughout the malfunction. Now, I mean, really laughing? I mean, well, I guess it's possible, given that some of these corporations do have artificial intelligences in their systems, so, I mean, would this be a malfunction or a computer having a nervous breakdown? Anyways, back to more news. Monorail accident between Chicago and Columbus. There was a monorail collision that occurred on the straightaway between the fortress cities of Chicago and Dacia Nova and the fortress city of Columbus in New Gwynedd. 300 were injured in the accident and 25 were killed. 15 of the dead were believed to be imperial officials linked to the Centurion Order, and 10 other of those killed were members of the Imperial Security Bureau. Gee. Should I have a moment of silence for those that would willingly pull people out of their home or radio station and leave them in prison for 3 months? I don't think so. To those that were part of the Centurion Order, I'm sorry that this happened to you, and my well wishes to your family, and hope that the Empire actually does compensate you for the loss. Alright, we've got one more bit of news before I break into some chatter on my part. Today is the 15-year anniversary of the Ice Queen. Now, some of you may not know this, but today marked the 15th anniversary of the execution of a hacker known as the Ice Queen. Ice spelled as IC, for those in the hacker vernacular. It's intrusion countermeasure. Anyways, she was widely known for her hack of the Armatech Corporation and the Imperial Reserve Bank, making off with the sum of over No, it wasn't 15 million. 25 million imperial dollars. And this happened about 15 years ago. So, do I feel sad for her? No. Not really. You got what you deserved. You were a thief, and you got caught. Past that, bravo! $25 million in a single hack? I mean, if I was that intelligent, I guess I would do something like that. But I'm not a hacker, and I don't want to be. Alright, what else do we have? We've got a weather report. Coming through the Midwest, there have been a string of tornadoes. And just be careful. There has been no rhyme or reason to where these tornadoes are touching down. Alright. Well, this has been a really fast show for me. And past that, I don't really have much in the way of opinions to offer, other than be careful on the roads. It's common knowledge that you have to deal with bikers and raiders and marauders and all that on the open roads, and the Imperials really aren't doing as good a job as they could protecting motorists. So if you've got a shotgun or handgun handy in your vehicle, and you got the permits, or even if you don't, keep it handy on your way through the provinces. Past that, good day to all of you, good evening, wherever this message may find you. This will rebroadcast for a while before we change the message. Good day.